This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our friends and listeners, shaking and rocking at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Goodness gracious.
Enjoying that fracking lifestyle. Also, our friends at 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's classic rock, and who could forget 98.5 K Fox, the South Bay's classic rock station in beautiful San Jose, California. Big show for you today. Who sucks less? Coming up, ask the men's room, profile this. And yes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. In case you didn't know, there were a couple of earthquakes in
the
Chattanooga area today. I wonder what could have caused that.
Yeah, man, I've heard, I know there's a fault line. There is a fault line somewhere in the area. And I can't remember if it was in Tennessee or somewhere. And look, obviously fracking contributes to it. We know that. But I read that this morning. I'm like, an earthquake in Chattanooga, like, it's like, I don't know, like a hurricane in Minneapolis.
Park. It's near Cherokee
something.
National Park, I think.
I'm not sure.
It's on the, it's on the
I did read there's a fault, and I never knew there was a fault, but when all this fracking stuff started going on, and there's all these tremors and earthquakes in different places, that's when I found out, because they pointed out, well, it could be from that, or it could be this fault that no one ever talks about.
We're going to talk about food today. On our question, we've got a number of stories. Police ask a drunk driver for his license in Victoria, British Columbia. He hands them a cheeseburger.
Called busted.
A guy is found guilty of rubbing his coworker's sandwich on his body while pleasuring himself in Pennsylvania. He was taking one of the sandwiches from a coworker, female coworker. He went back into the stock room and pleasured himself while he rubbed the sandwich against his body. Then he put it back in the fridge. That was all caught on the security cameras.
By the way, they don't say what kind of sandwich it is. We talked about it earlier. I can't explain why this came in, but a comment came in and said, had to be a ham and cheese on baguette.
Mm-hmm. Cops are looking for a guy who shoved a foot-long sandwich down his pants. And one more. Cops in Sheffield, England, pulled a guy over for speeding a few days ago, and he told them he was going so fast because he just got in some McDonald's, and he wanted to rush home to eat it before it got cold.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately for him, he also didn't have insurance.
Oh,
so he got a speeding ticket, and his car was towed. What is your food story? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichuelas.
Hola.
A couple of months back, I had to go into Target to pick up a few things and whatnot. And I was walking towards the entrance, and I noticed a couple that were arguing coming out of the store. And Target's got those double doors where, you know, you gotta go through both of them to get out.
Right.
But when they came out the final door, the lady just had it, and I saw her grab her drink and just throw it right down at the ground by her feet. Well, how that thing hit, whatever was in that cup came right back up and hit her in the face.
Oh!
Did you openly laugh, or did you hold it until you walked by?
That's what I was going to say. So when I saw all that, I mean, it was uncontrollable. I just belted out the loudest laugh that you can have, and I looked at her, and she just started crying.
Oh!
And her husband, whoever was next to her, just gave me this stare like he wanted to kill me. So I put my head down and walked in.
Yeah, because you took the heat off him.
No, you just made his life worse.
Right.
Things are already bad.
Yeah, now they're worse.
Right, now they're worse for him.
And he gets to be mad at her. You don't get to laugh at her.
You get to laugh at her.
Not
that
dude,
not that moment. That's why he got that look.
But it's hard not. Well,
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he's in an argument with his wife. Now this guy's laughing at it. Like,
it's hard not to laugh. Look, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know, watching somebody trip when they go down the stairs. You don't mean to laugh. You just realize you're laughing out loud. And then no one else is laughing. Like, oh, I'm that guy.
I was at a bar once, like a beach bar, Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, Robin. And there's like a slider door that opens up to like this outside. Anyhow, long story short, the girl had on heels and shorts. She was very attractive. She falls in the crease. I can't help myself. I start laughing. And like she just straight away looked up and goes, "You're an a-hole."
Well, that went an opportunity was
right?
Gone.
Oh, I had no chance.
What is your food story? 844-999-HOLA.
You should have explained to her, I'm only laughing out loud because I know I have no chance.
That was part of it, too. I mean, she was so attractive. And then when she crumbled.
Like a cookie.
Yeah. Hello, Norman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Back in the day when I was in high school, I used to work at a restaurant, and it was a smokehouse, and we actually had a big smokehouse where we smoked meats. And this is back in Texas, and we had a Oktoberfest, and they wanted folks to put sausages on a stick because that was a big thing at the Oktoberfest. So they sent us down to the smokehouse, me and my buddy, with a case of sticks each, and they roll out these big industrial dumpsters just full of sausages and say, eat all you want. So being 15-year-old kids, we ate all we want. And to this day, I still don't like sausage. Sicker than a dog.
That's not how I thought the story would end.
How many did you eat?
God knows. I just kept stuffing them in. You know how it is when you're 15, you can eat pretty much all day.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So okay. I ate till I got sick.
And you haven't had sausage since?
I can tolerate it every once in a while, but just barely.
Have you had Men's Room Original Sausage from Uli's World Famous Sausage at Pikeplex Market?
I have not tried that.
I think you'd like it. I mean, I hope if you're going to try sausage again, you would give ours a shot, because it is really delicious.
Yeah, I think you'd like it, but I understand. Just getting you to open your mouth to put it in, I get it. Like, it is good, but based on your story, give you a pass. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, man.
That'd be a pretty cool job, though, to work at learn how to smoke meat in high school and just to have that kind of a skill level.
But do you know what's cool at the time?
You don't know what's cool at the time.
Right,
like anything
look,
else,
I would, as a teenager, I'd be like, man, I don't care. Like, now, certainly. I'd be like, oh, dude, I smoke my own meat. But yeah, at the time, I'd be like, man, I don't care. Because, like, everyone says, I just go to the store if I want to smoke meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, I bought myself a smoker, because if I don't have to go to the store to get smoked meat. By the way, a comment came in. We're talking about the kitchen, and maybe I get a little stabby, or at least threaten to be stabby, if you walk into the kitchen while I'm on duty to complain that something that's not on our effing menu or being kind enough to make it for you. This guy, not self-aware, and I didn't like him anyway. So I said, look, guys in the kitchen, we don't care about you, all right? We don't. And I don't mean that as a mean thing, but, like, we don't need to speak to you. We hope you enjoy your meal. And if we wanted to talk to you, we'd work front of the house, but we don't. So someone says, look, I got to disagree about the kitchen thing a little. Last time my wife and I went to Nylands, we went to Emeralds and did the tasting menu. Well, the sommelier came by to ask us how things were. I told him the dish was so good, I wanted to high-five the chefs. He said, okay, let's go. So we ran across the restaurant, into the kitchen, started giving everyone high fives, some kind of something stuff with chorizo, smoked mushrooms, definitely good. Well, that's a little different, man.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a problem with someone saying, hey, I just wanted to say thank you for what you did. That's a little different. Yes, we understand that. But if you had said the same thing, like, I'm really unhappy with my dish, I want to go into the kitchen and tell them. That'd have been like, I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it from that angle, right? Or like Miles, you said, like, don't reach over the bar, right? Like when I bartended, I remember somebody.
I'm
going
to pour my own beer.
Yeah, or like grabbing something. Just like, what are you thinking? And then as a rule of thumb, generally, like, you might have the worst waiter or waitress in the world. You might have the worst bartender. But while you're in there, don't say that out loud.
No.
Because if somebody else on the staff's here, like, it just.
You're going to get it. It's going to be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
Right. It's going to be worse.
Things go downhill.
What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
And you'll remember that person.
Oh, yeah.
You could 86 1,000 drunk people, right, and never remember any of them. But the one guy that said something insulting to you, like, I could picture him right now in my brain and be like, you're not allowed in this bar.
That's where I remember Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
You know, people complained about their food here and there, but, like, that guy, like, oh, no, I remember.
Did he ever come back?
I think he may have come back to the restaurant, but because he also smoked, we both smoked weed, so every once in a while he'd be outside of his shop, chiefing some weed. We'd kind of go outside, and we'd always lock eyes, but I made him nervous.
So he tried to stab him.
That's why.
That's the guy that wants to stab him.
Hey, man, it works. I don't recommend it for everybody, but turns out it works. Never had problems with him again. Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hey, so I guess back when I was in college, I worked at McDonald's, and I was cooking food in the back, and we were just doing guy talk, you know, about girls and all that kind of stuff. And one of the managers overheard us, and she comes back and says, hey, Curtis, come back in the office. I need to talk to you. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble. And so I get back there, and she's like, so I heard some of the stuff you guys are talking about, and I was wondering if you wanted to do that.
Oh.
So, I mean, she wasn't one of those McDonald's employees with a, you know, fuzzy mustache. She was pretty hot. So I felt pretty good about it. And so we would, you know, go to her place sometimes. We'd have sex. And every time. So she knew whenever I worked there, I would always get an apple juice. And eventually, it got to the point where she was like, hey, you want some apple juice? And I was like, sure. So I'd go to her house. We have sex. She'd give me apple juice. And
you actually on,
wait.
I know how to get this guy.
She actually gave you apple juice after you had sex.
Yeah. So afterwards, I finally figured, like, someone pointed out, like, dude, you're totally a prostitute, and your price is apple juice. So, yeah.
Did they have apple juice at McDonald's?
Yeah, they got apple juice at McDonald's, man.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I've never gone to McDonald's and ordered an apple juice.
Because you're an adult.
I know, so it's Curtis.
I have not ordered apple juice for me, but yes, I've gotten apple juice.
I mean, I've seen it in, like, in the Subways and stuff.
But she literally gave you apple juice after you had sex.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Give me a big old, like, gallon container of it.
Oh, so you got the full deal.
I mean, apple juice
absolutely.
Is great. Okay.
I don't go cheap.
And whatever happened to all this?
I don't go cheap.
How did this story end, Curtis? What was the end? What was the end result in all this?
I finished school, moved away. She disappeared, went off somewhere else. So
you never heard from the apple juice lady again?
No.
But you still think about her from time to time. Like, anytime you have apple juice.
Yes, of course you do.
I mean, don't you think about apple juice lady?
So I think about it every time I go and do, like, donate blood or something. It's like, hey, have you ever had sex for money? And I'm like, No.
But for apple juice.
Have you ever told them that, well, I did for apple juice, yeah.
Oh, man, hell no.
Just to see their reaction. Because it's fair, like, well, look, if you're asking I got a prostitute or whatever, no. But I will take apple juice and place of money. Just to see what they say. Apple juice is healthy.
Like the guy who called initially, if he'd have just given her apple juice instead of a hamburger, all would be good. What is your food story? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line where your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
The road was closed in the western town of Westonen.
Westonen. Sure.
Westonen. Late Monday, after a tank of chocolate in a chocolate factory in Germany spilled and poured onto the street.
Yeah.
The chocolate quickly solidified. About 108 square feet was cleared by 25 firefighters. They had to use shovels, hot water, and blow torches. Employees of the Dreameister factory also helped with the sugary emergency. Despite this heartbreaking incident, it is unlikely that a chocolate-free Christmas is imminent, according to the fire department. Dreameister assured local media that its factory would return to normal operations and people would still get their chocolate. If you've seen the picture of this, it's bizarre. The size of the chocolate slab that spilled out is impressive.
And they said it solidified when it got out there.
Yeah,
right?
And then it hardened on the street.
So is it like this massive chocolate bar?
It's 128 square feet of chocolate that is on the roadway.
That's like a dream come true for children everywhere.
Our question, what is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
What was it? Germany?
Yeah.
Germany,
yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I have a weird McDonald's story that revolves around the drink that I chose.
Okay.
My mom took me out, and we were just driving the car eating because we're kind of lazy. And I got a giant, like, iced sweet tea thing. And this was back when the onion, caramelized onion cheddar burger, whatever the hell
remember
it was, came out. Yeah, I was so obsessed with onions, I decided to try it. So I got, like, a big, huge thing of iced tea with it, because I think they had, like, the $1 whatever size. And she had the same size cup right next to mine. And for whatever reason, they were, like, switch cup holders. And she didn't have iced tea. She had cigarette water. And I took a big swig of that cigarette water thinking it was my tea. I haven't had McDonald's since then.
Well, it had nothing to do with McDonald's.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It brings back the memory.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It also, cigarettes are gone in my life. So it's just like the grossest food story I could think of, and it was crazy.
How was the burger? Like, did you not eat the delicious mushroom or onion burger then?
I was kind of a little bit too shocked to drink or eat anything after that. I just spit it out the window and was sitting there. I'm like, why did you have all your cigarette water and I didn't think about it? It's totally my fault. But
did any of the cigarette butts hit your mouth? I have swallowed a cigarette butt years and years and years ago. It was a Coors Light can. I thought it was my can of Coors Light. And as soon as it hit my mouth, I realized it had been an ashtray, but I felt one of, what's that little thing that hangs down the back of your throat? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt the thing, like, bounce off of that and go straight down my throat. And that damn near made me ill.
Yep.
Okay. Gross.
But I'm still drinking Coors Light. I mean, that's...
What is your food story? 844-999-OLA. This is probably the year that I've had more Coors Lights than I've had in 20, 25 years.
See, this is a strange thing to me, though, right? So, like, everyone's had that occasion where you accidentally, you know, drank the cigarette water or the tobacco thing, but... It doesn't, if it happened in a beer can, I'm yet to hear anyone say, and I stopped drinking that beer. If it happens to food, people are like, oh, dude, I can't eat that again without thinking about, you know, this experience with whatever. But somehow, if it's beer, like, oh, I'll still drink that beer.
Yeah,
I might think about it every single time, but it doesn't stop anyone from drinking beer.
My buddy Brett, he would go around and clean up. He was more OCD than me, and he would go around after a party, and he would start cleaning up everything.
Sure.
And anytime there's a half beer, you don't realize just the amount of waste that goes down at a party.
How many half beers?
3/4 beers, barely open beers, like a sip here, a sip there, you know what I mean? So he would just go around in the morning like, all right, well, that's wasteful, and he'd just start pounding them, you know, what's left, and I've seen him spit out.
Oh.
But he was also the guy that licked the cigarette ashtray for $5,
oh,
$20
don't
in a
feel
bar.
Bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still do it in my house.
What, leave the beers around?
Yeah, like sometimes I wake up and I know I went out and had, you know, had more than a few. And I'll look at my koozie, and I'm like, I know damn well there's a beer open with a sip out of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It really happens to me on Sundays. You're kind of trying to watch football, but you bounce around the house with the kids doing whatever. I'm like, God damn it, where the hell did I put my beer, right? And you realize you left it in the kids' bathroom because that's where their emergency was or whatever. So through the course of the day, I will have opened 3 beers, but it takes me all day to drink them just based on how quickly I can find the other one. Because I give myself like 2 minutes to find it. I'm like, the hell with it. Just open another one. Then you go to take that one to, like, recycling or whatever. I'm like, oh, there's one I opened before. And it's kind of, it's almost like an Easter egg hunt.
Especially college age, too. Like, people just grab beers. I feel
yep.
like the older you get, the more people are diligent about, like, I'm going to finish this beer before I get another one.
And he was always pissed because, like, this is the beast. This is the beast light. This is good beer. This is expensive beer.
Yes.
Because it was more expensive than the other crap that we normally drank because we were trying to, you know what I mean, class it up a little bit because we were throwing a party. What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Isaiah. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
I guess a quick PSA, I'm at exit 109, and it's a bunch of police cars, ambulances, and everything. So if you're in Olympia, Seattle area, get off the highway over there.
Yeah, it's all right. I live in Fremont. It's more dangerous. Don't be scared.
Anyways, this story is about, I don't know, 15 years ago when I used to work in a restaurant. I don't know if you guys have, but when you're like a line cook or a prep cook, when you're like preparing all the food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I don't know how it came around, but what happened was that I wanted more money. I knew that it was like Valentine's Day, and I knew that all the wait staff like kind of cool their money, you know, after you're busting out 300 tables or so.
Right.
And I bet them that I wouldn't drink all the leftover stuff. So it was that night. It was squid and octopus. So I took the octopus tentacles, all the stuff inside the squid you cut out. I put it into a blender and blended it up into a pint glass. And I said, I'll drink this if you give me X amount of money. It came out about $250. And I drank it. And it felt great.
No problems. You didn't get sick? Anything like that?
No. I did that a few months later with my friend. I said, this is a great thing, right? He got so sick from that. He was puking for days.
Yeah, but he was.
I think most people would get sick. Mm-hmm. Apparently, one of your parents is a whale. I think most humans would get a little ill taking blended squid and octopus and just chugging it.
All that for Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
It's good for you.
Did it work? Did you take the money? Did you go on a date? Did you get any action? I mean, was it worth it?
I actually felt really good for like a week. There must be a lot of protein in that.
Okay.
All that. Just keep in mind, only Valentine's Day is that going to happen.
That's why I said
hey,
it's
baby,
a,
for
it's a
you.
Holiday I hate right. the most.
I drank liquefied octopus so I could get money so that you wouldn't be an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, that's all it comes down to.
Yep.
It's not because I'm dying to do this for you. It's because I don't feel like listening to you complain.
Right. Yep. What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Go Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So mine is also a restaurant story. About 7 years ago, I was waiting tables and bartending. And we had an ex-employee come in who was a huge, huge douchebag. And the bartender on duty particularly hated the guy. So So the guy, kid orders this, like, spicy shrimp dishing with cream sauce. The bartender's livid, comes back to the kitchen, and ends up hawking the biggest loogie. And I'm not just talking, like, spit, but, like, phlegm from the depth of his lungs into this kid's dish. And he brings it back out, and I see this kid eating it and just super stoked. And it was one of the nastiest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
He didn't have to salt it or anything.
What's that?
So he didn't have to salt it or anything.
No, man. He stirred in the loogie, and it was good to go.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can say it's right, you can say it's wrong. Fact of life, if you know you are hated by the people at any establishment that serves you anything you're going to consume, don't go there. I mean, don't do it, man. Especially if you're a former employee, right? Because they know you're a little, it's not like, all right, maybe you were a crappy guest because you were drunk that one night. But if you worked with them, I don't know, a year, it's like, okay, at that point, if they think you're a douchebag, you're probably a douchebag. Like,
but most douchebags don't know they are.
That's true.
Right?
But it's just the way they are.
But look, I could tell the cops, I didn't know this was illegal. And they're like, we believe you. You're going to jail. You might not know you're a douchebag. Boy, you're probably going to get someone's lung butter anyway.
No. And I'm fine with it. I'm just saying, like, the douchebag generally doesn't know. So they still walk in every party and every place that they ever worked. Like,
everybody loves you.
Everybody's happy to see me. It's like, no, we didn't like you. We're happy. You're gone.
They don't change. What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Xavier. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Xavier.
Hola.
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 What's up, X?
Hey, so about 8-9 years ago, I was working at one of those home improvement places, if you will. And I used to work in sales, and then I moved to the freight team, so we worked at night. And throughout the course of the year, you have various barbecues. You know, they just go out and cook some food for you. And then the freight team, it usually gets left in the fridge. And then whatever's there, you get to eat that night kind of thing. And so we had a barbecue, but I thought it was, you know, like a day or two ago. And there were some leftover hot dogs in there. So didn't bring a lunch to work. I was like, oh, what the heck? I'm going to grab some of these hot dogs and eat them up. So got home that night. I think it was actually probably like 1 o'clock in the morning. Feeling perfectly fine. Go to sleep. I'm asleep about an hour. And all of a sudden, I wake up and within seconds, I was out of bed and on the toilet, just coming out the bottom end like water, basically. And within a couple seconds after that, all of a sudden, it's coming out the top end, too. And I had to turn around and vomit into the toilet after I just pooped in it.
It's called the ultimate dilemma.
You didn't get any splashback, did you, man?
What?
Did you get any splashback?
No, I did not get any splashback.
That is a legitimate concern.
That, man, I mean, because now you're face down. Look, diarrhea is the worst form of turd. We most agree. But now you're in a situation where your face is hovering over this fresh pile. You're just like, and all you're going to do is puke in there. But it is one of those things, like, please, please don't splash back in my face, man. Like, I can't take anything
and
grosser.
And there's a lot of splash, man, because you'll throw up in the toilet.
Right.
And you'll take like a tissue and you'll wipe the top of the bowl and think you got it, right? And then the morning you'll go and you'll lift the lid to pee and you look underneath there and you're like, oh boy, I didn't clean this well at all.
You would think you puked from the bottom up.
Right.
Yeah.
Good time. How old were the hot dogs?
They had been over a week old.
All right. That explains it. I figured that was worth
old hot dogs.
Yeah, they were definitely old. Like, when I went back in that next night and I told everyone what was going on, they're like, dude, they're like, those hot dogs have been over a week.
And God forbid anyone throw them out. We all knew they'd been there for a week, and not one of us took the time to get rid of them.
Just try to form a sentence using the term old hot dogs that is positive.
And then try to turn someone on with it.
Look, right, that's what I'm saying. Old hot dogs, like, God damn.
When I was working concessions in high school and in junior high at a stadium, they would come and they would make the hot dog. Well, they would cook the hot dogs wherever they make the hot dogs, wherever they did that, and then they'd all be wrapped up in an individual foil thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd bring all the hot dogs to the stadium the Friday night before the game, noon kickoff on Saturday.
And pretend that they made them there.
They would put all the hot dogs in these huge Coleman coolers. And when you went to get your, if you're a hot dog vendor, when you went to get your hot dogs, you just pulled all the hot dogs out of those Coleman coolers, and it wasn't even a heated box.
Oh,
it was just a metal box that was going to keep things warmer than not. So you basically got like a day old, if not even longer, because they were making them like all day on Friday. And the day
of course.
So you got a day and a half old hot dog that had not even been refrigerated. It was basically just put into a cooler because they didn't have refrigeration there. They had soda machines.
Of course.
They had, you know, press.
But it's a hot dog.
Yeah, but it's still, could you imagine putting a hot dog from yesterday on your desk, right? And today,
it's on your desk.
Well, it's wrapped in foil, right?
It is wrapped in foil.
You're talking to the man who created the pocket dog.
Then, yeah,
right. I mean, like, but you're asking the wrong guy.
You think there's nothing wrong with it. You just take a bite, like, you know what I mean? You're just eating a hot dog.
Sure.
So we knew that. We could work there. We could go in there and grab a hot dog. But no one wanted to grab a hot dog who worked there because we all knew.
Sure.
So by the time you get the hot dog, it's starting to get the gray look on it.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get the green look on it. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it's starting to just like, I'm a hot dog. I was cooked 2 days ago.
Well, it's kind of like going to a restaurant on a Monday. You know, it's not all of them, but the overwhelming majority, all that food's been there since Friday, and they're probably getting their next delivery.
Friday the week before.
Tuesday. Well, yeah, because you're going to load up for the weekend, mm-hmm. right? Friday and Saturday, typically, going to be your busy nights, right? Depending on your restaurant. So you order heavy on Friday or Thursday and Friday. You want to have your food. Most places don't deliver Sunday night. Maybe they order Monday morning, but that would be dumb based on the fact you're probably going to do the least volume on Monday.
So or most Tuesday.
You're ordering it on Tuesday to get through the week. So unless it's a fast food place where they're constantly replenishing, you know, you sit down and you're dropping all this money on whatever, and it's just from working in restaurants. Like, it's not that the food is bad. It's not bad. It's just...
been there, what?
It is... a Monday in most places is going to be the lowest quality meal you're going to eat, but the price never reflects it. Well, so I'm like, look,
yeah.
If it's a $40 meal, like, eat any day other than Monday, it'll be worth the $40. On Monday, it should be like $22.
Not only that, but you go to a place that you know the menu, you know well. Every once in a while, they'll have a special. But on that Monday night, they'll have three.
Right.
You know, like, they will have three specials
I'll tell you
that they don't normally have. You're like, oh, well, I guess I'll try
and
to get
it. And it doesn't bother me. I have no problem
no,
with it.
No, really, I get the formula.
At a seafood place. You know, when I see like three specials on a Monday at a seafood joint, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that, man.
No. Ceviche.
Yeah, here's some ceviche. Ben and lemon juice to kill everything.
What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room. Hello, James.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So what's James, your food story?
Yeah, I lived in Southeast Asia, so, I mean, that's a food story in itself. But I did eat barbecue chicken butt there with a girlfriend that I had at the time. She was from there, so, of course, she didn't tell me what it was, so she was done eating it, but, yeah.
Barbecue chicken butt, you said?
Yes, barbecue chicken butt. It's the very end of the tail of the chicken. I don't know if you know much about Asians, but they'll eat everything on the chicken but the cluck.
Sure.
Yeah,
good
but
work like
yeah,
that.
She didn't tell me what it was, which is okay. It was chicken.
If I know you're not going to know, and I'm sure it just tastes like chicken, but if I told you, well, it's the chicken's ass, like somehow that changes everything. I wouldn't have told you either.
Well, people love oxtail. Yeah.
They do love oxtail. It's just chicken butt. It's the ox's tail.
It's still weird. Like, first time I had it, I was like, oh, it's his tail, but it's good.
But that's at least behind its butt.
I don't know. I feel like I'm fine eating chicken butt.
Yeah, that wouldn't freak me out too much. I mean, because I always make a whole chicken half the time anyway. So
it's not. I guess I want to see how much of the butt.
I got to look and see what the butt is because
the cloaca ground up in it. Really, that's the only part I'm worried about. Like, look, you can take the meat, but if you say, well, the anus got ground up in it too, maybe it tastes great, but I don't want to know that.
Okay, I'm assuming when I buy when you buy a whole chicken, it pretty well everything's been pulled out of the middle of the cavity of it.
Yeah, I mean to get rid of the gut.
On a fresh whole chicken, I guess that ass where that hole is still sitting there.
Yeah, but you would even eat that. I'm picturing a living chicken, right? And sadly, in my brain right now, I'm picturing the ass of a living chicken, which is a very stupid image.
I'll follow
you.
Head,
right? Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. Like, I'm picturing the part you don't want, like, just being ground up into something.
Well, the backbone goes all the way down, so it would be right underneath that backbone,
look,
I guess?
Look, I got a spine, but where I poop from is a little different.
Yeah, but it's right underneath the bottom of that backbone.
It is, but I would think even a cannibal, if they ate me top to bottom, like, my butthole would still be attached somewhere else. I just feel like you would always want to eat around that.
Miles, I like it. You just got to take a shower first.
This is good news, man. More chicken butt for us.
Okay, all right.
Hey, man,
thrills out.
Hey, man, you guys can have the chicken butt. I'm a butt eater. I'm a chicken-ass man. Welcome to the chicken-ass
chicken
shack.
Chicken butt.
Maybe we've been eating too many chicken wings.
Kentucky Fried Chicken ass.
Yeah. Chicken tonight.
But you know what, man? I don't know. The hell with it. I'll eat that chicken butt.
Chicken butt. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd probably eat it.
Right, I mean, that's the... Now, I'm just imagining it, however they prepared it. It's been pan-fried. There's some type of sauce.
That's where I'm at.
Or it's in, like, ramen or something, right? As you say, in Southeast Asia, like...
I'm pretty sure I'm like, you fry up the ass, you kind of shred it, you know, like pork. Throw some sauce on there, and... But it's just made of butt, and nothing but. Nothing but meat.
What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh,
hola.
I did that wrong. Hola.
Hola.
Fine. Hola. So anyway, I had a previous story that I was going to tell, but I have a really good one in this.
Oh, you just made my cock throw a
Mike
chair.
Threw the chair.
There just threw a chair. Oh, Sam, my cock just threw a chair.
I'll tell you what, Sam, can you do us a favor? Do us a favor.
Yes.
Hang on the line for us.
Go back to your original story.
No, stick with this story.
You sure?
Yeah. Any time that someone calls Mike and they brief him on the story, when they change their story, he throws a chair. Now, here's the thing. If you didn't tell us that, we wouldn't know. And Mike might not remember. But once you openly admit, I changed the story, he throws a chair. Yeah, and an angel loses its wings.
Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less, the last Who Sucks Less of the year. Ask the Men's Room is coming up, as well as your emails after our question. What is your food story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Kelly Fielding. She went to Chester's Chicken in September just after midnight.
Give me the butt.
And started demanding free food. After the staff there refused to give her free food, she became abusive. According to the court, a prosecutor said the defendant then began to offer sexual favors in return for fried chicken. As she continued to go off, staff gave her 4 free chicken wings in the hope that she would leave. But this did not stop her, and she continued to be more aggressive.
How much chicken did she want? You got 4 free wings, man.
One of the workers there and a manager then tried to escort her out of the shop, and as they did, Fielding slapped the worker in the face with a chicken wing, calling him an effing pee of you-know-what.
Mm.
Why did I say pee instead of peace?
I don't know. You're being just, a little too politically correct.
Cops were called during the incident, but the tirade continued after they showed up. A second officer had to help restrain her as she was being brought to the floor. But as the 31-year-old was being detained, she continued to kick and then spit at the officer, narrowly missing his face. In an interview with police, she claimed she was acting in self-defense and said she wanted to make a complaint about the worker at the chicken place. But footage was recovered, and she pleaded guilty to causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress, assault by beating, and 2 counts of assaulting a police officer. This offending also meant she was in breach of a suspended sentence imposed after she tried to smuggle drugs into prison. Fielding has 12 previous convictions, which prosecutors said were almost all for battery or public order offenses. She also has previously been tagged for racially aggressive assault, according to the court. The court appealed
Give me
for
that
her
big
to
black
be spared
D
jail
for
time,
some chicken.
Saying that the mother of 4 would be at risk if she was in custody.
Wow.
The judge accepted that she has a tragic personal history. He said, because of the mitigation very eloquently put on your behalf, I am prepared to take what some may regard as a lenient and exceptional course today. Judge warned her that it was her last chance before sentencing her to an 18-month community order. Our question, what is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Some comments came in. One of the conversations we were having was about chicken butt. Guy said he lived in Southeast Asia for a while, and one of the meals he ate, it ended up being chicken butt. And we were just asking about chicken butt. Does it include the cloaca? Robin suggested that it would look like fried calamari, just a little range.
Oh, all right.
But anyway, somebody... That's so stupid. Somebody pointed out, hey man, some people eat chitlins. That's true. Yeah. I am not one of those people. Someone else says chicken butt is the most fattiest part of the chicken and is amazing. Someone else chimed in and said... scintillating chicken butt conversation. So to be fair, I asked them, and they did respond, have you heard a better chicken butt conversation? They said, honestly, no. And then, Mike, don't throw any more chairs. That was all one comment.
Yeah, pork
so
butt.
So what
butt.
They're saying is, we have had the best chicken butt conversation they've ever had. Bam.
Pork butt is delicious.
What is it about the pig, man? Like, this is the filthiest animal on earth, and it doesn't matter what part you offer. It's like, I'll eat it.
No, yeah. You can do a ham hock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic.
Hog maws, ham hog, split the pig.
Big cheeks.
Isn't the butt of the cow, like, pretty tasty?
It is.
Like, what kind of meat's up there?
That's where the roasts are.
Thank you for grabbing your ass while asking, Tim.
Rump, yes, man. Rump roast. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, that's...
Yep.
Honestly, rump roast is...
One better than calling it a butt roast.
Yeah.
It's good.
Would you eat if it's called butt roast? Like, you say rump, it sounds cute because kids would say that. But I got butt roast.
Thing about butt roast is you got to cook it for a while.
What is your food story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello. Beer. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, so check it out. Here I am, 2000, kicking it in Seoul, Korea, young troop. I go out, buddy, on the night of the town. Before we go drinking that good old soju there, we decided to stop off in the little local McDonald's. So I give me a chicken sandwich, and soon after leaving, I'm feeling the rumbles. Now, mind you, we're only walking a block here. So we get a few steps away, and this rumble turns into a growl. We get to the jewelry place down the corner. Growl turns into, I'm begging in submission. I'm begging the guy, where's the bathroom? He says he doesn't have one. Go out back in the alleyway. There's one there. So I got back in this alleyway. It looks like some B-rated movie, dark, dank, nasty, horrible. I find this open little room where there's a toilet. And I just released Leviathan. I mean, I think I probably broke several walls when I did that night. So as I'm in there, all of a sudden, door busts open. Old Korean fella comes in, apologizes, he leaves. I get back to concentrating, and next thing you know, door comes open, another Korean fella. He just starts working around in there. Then just shakes his head, goes, and keeps on going. I'm like, well, if you're fine, I'm fine. So we fast forward 5 minutes, and then finally that evil is all done being concocted, and, I realized there's no running water in the toilet. Oh, my God, good Lord. I'm in some foreign country, and I left this god-awful mess that some poor bastard have to clean up. I apologize, and on a final note, I just want to add, gentlemen, this is a long-time listener, first-time caller, and caller ever, so I guess I reduced my radio virgin cherry to you. So.
Well, we appreciate it. It was a good one.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio.